Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Catch-Up. It's Cliffo and Gabby. You wouldn't know this because it's an audio medium, not a visual one, but Gabby is dressed so much better than the rest of us this morning. Do you think you're better than the rest of us today?
Well,
is there an air of arrogance around you?
I'm in a Kmart dress. It just happens to be a nice color.
It looks nice, and you've done your hair.
Well,
you're hosting a lunch today.
I'm so excited.
And you don't have thongs on? That's nice.
That is nice. But how good is it that events are back up and running in time for Christmas, hey? It's a Christmas lunch. I get decked out in diamonds while doing it. I don't get to keep them, though.
Nice pivot away from how beautiful you think you are there, by the way. Very well done.
Thank you.
Taking it to the whole coronavirus thing. Good luck with the lunch today.
Thank you.
Have a lovely afternoon. And thank you for downloading The Catch-Up, everyone. Little Alpha Bucks hint coming up very soon. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's Catch-Up.
And we do a thing on Mondays called Memory Monday.
Yes.
Where we catch up with someone from days gone by.
Bit of nostalgia for your Mondays.
Yeah. Now, this woman, like, still very prevalent now. And it was good for her to give us time this week because it was the Block Grand Finale. But Shelley Craft, we still see her on the block all the time.
Yeah.
But she came to fame on Saturday Disney and was kind enough to talk to us about our favourite segment growing up on Saturday Disney. It was Letter of the Week, where you would send a letter in, awesome letters, and you would win an awesome prize pack in return.
We'd literally get like 8 of those big mail bags a week. And then our kids were sending in castles and we'd find a lot of food items at the end of the week. But no, as we said, sadly, we can't send your letters back. So please take a photo of your entry as a memo.
I remember that.
Yeah, we remember it. We also remember being very upset when we never won the prize pack. And I got a bit sceptical yesterday, Cliffo. Turns out, though, there are Queenslanders who won the Saturday Disney prize pack back in the day.
Man, did you ever win Letter of the Week, Matt?
I certainly did. I did.
You did?
For Saturday Disney?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow! Finally, you got one.
What did you actually send in?
I can't remember what I sent in. I think I did it maybe 4 or 5 times. And unfortunately, what I won was a dollhouse.
Brooke, did you win Letter of the Week?
I totally did.
Another one.
I won.
What I love there is we had two people well into their 30s, I would say.
And they still remember that day.
Still remember the joy of winning Letter in the Week.
Would it be like Christmas?
Which is why now we would like to officially launch, I guess.
Yes.
This.
Cliffo and Gabby's Letter of the Week.
Yeah. Hey.
How good is that? We're recreating it. We're recreating the fun, the joy, and the prize pack. You actually get to make your own prize pack because each Friday there'll be a winner who scores $150 at Mr. Toys Online. So you can create your own amazingness.
You haven't got to rush one through for this Friday or whatever. We're going to do it right up until Christmas pretty much, right up until when the show ends. So starting next week. But, I mean, start now. We weren't going to do it, have a letter by this Friday because postage and that's a thing.
That's a thing.
But we want you to actually make a letter and post it to us.
And if you remember back to Saturday Disney days, like the creations, it wasn't just like a handwritten letter. Like
the creations
were intense. Like there was drawing, there was art, there was paper mache, there was art.
Sculptures?
I said art 5 times.
What are the things?
Do a craftanoon and send it on in.
What are the things we made in school? You get like a shoebox and you make like a scene. And like you bring the planet. Dioramas? Is that what they're called?
Anywho, we want one of those.
Yeah.
So get your creation underway because every single week from next Friday up until Christmas, we are going to have a letter of the week and someone is going to take home that prize.
So this has all come about really quickly because we only had those calls yesterday. But thank you for Mr. Toys Online for jumping on board and giving us the $150 vouchers. We're going to set up a website at hit.com.au, like a page with all of the details because you have to actually post it to us.
Yeah.
This,
we want
it's not
physically.
Digital.
No.
This is old school. Saturday Disney style.
Yes.
But we thought the best way to, get the address and all the details out there or whatever is to do a web page. So as of, I believe, producer Kelly tomorrow or maybe...
No, right now. We're ready to go.
Get on to hit.com.au.
Yep.
All the details are there. So get your creation underway. And as Saturday Disney always said, take a photo of your creation because we can't
send it back. Score that $150 Mr. Toys Online voucher right now for Cliffo and Gabby's Letter of the Week. That's so good. That was so speedy because literally this idea came about like so quick. We only did the calls yesterday. But hit.com.au for all the details. Make your home the fun zone at Mr. Toys. Shop online at mrtoys.com.au. Cliffo and Gabby.
Tuesday Tuesday with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit.
Better late than never.
Well, yeah, Tuesday Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's not freak everyone out who's in there, you know, just not ready for work, you know. Yeah. Or thinks that it's...
Oh, God.
They're like, ah, crap, I've lost
24
today.
Hours late. Yeah.
Where'd Tuesday go? Dave Hughes is here, and we have to say for tomorrow, good sir, happy birthday.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Don't normally make a fuss of my birthday, but yeah, the big 5-0. So yeah, it was my last day in my 40s, guys. So
woo-hoo.
Yeah, it's you know, I was worried that people. I think we've had this discussion. Have we had this discussion where I was worried that people thought I was? I was worried that people thought that I was much younger than 49. You know what I mean? So, and I've since discovered after announcing that my 50th. Party's coming up that people thought I was much older than 49, so...
That's awkward.
It's actually a win for me, though, you know? So this is actually... It hasn't aged me. It's youthed me. So, yeah, I'm so young.
Gabby
so
and
young.
I have often talked about how when you hit your 30s, you just wake up sore for no reason. Like, that didn't happen in your 20s, and that's happening to both of us in our 30s. So what happens in your 50s?
Well, look, I'm going to... Look, this is... I'm not here to do this. I know that. But since I've gone... plant-based about a year ago, I don't wake up sore at all.
Really?
That is, look, something to think about. I was saying that to my mother the other day who's just turned 80 and she told me to shut up, so...
Yeah, I don't know if that's good advice for an 80-year-old. You won't be sore if you go plant-based.
She's like, what about my bones, Dave? What about my bones? I need my calcium. Yeah. I said, I think your bones will be all right, Mum, but, you know, it's your life.
She's been eating mints for 80 years, Dave. You're not getting her off that now, mate.
I needed to ask you too, Husey. You're back doing stand-up comedy. Finally, you're back in front of an actual crowd. How did that feel?
Yeah, great. It is. Look, being a plant-based man who doesn't eat meat or drink alcohol, my only jam, my only buzz is getting on, apart from radio, which you guys love and we all love. Don't get me wrong there, but. The real adrenaline for me is to be in front of a live audience, which I have been the last few nights, and I've bloody loved it. Absolutely loved it. But then I've had 6 months off and thought maybe you should have prepared a bit more. You know,
I've loved how many times you've managed to slip into this interview that you're a plant-based eater now.
Do
you even do it if you don't talk about it?
I know. My mother-in-law gave me a card, an early birthday card saying, how do you know someone's a vegan? They'll tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Before we let Husey go, we're doing a special edition. It's Husey Wednesday this week. We have another problem. Husey, we have a problem. It's coming back to Channel 10. Next year.
That is, absolutely.
Ebony hit us up. She's a listener to the show. We'll see if you can help her out, Dave.
Hey, Husey. It's Ebony from Roma here. So the problem I have is that I am 30 and my 2-year-old mum has just gone onto Tinder and now she is coming to me for sex advice. Oh. What do I do?
You know what she's doing? She's coming on the TV show. I really want her details. Now that is happening. That is being televised. Her and her mum are going to be on the TV. And you know, you heard it here first. When you see it in February, that is
wow.
That's a big one.
I think this is a first.
Do you have an answer?
It's a problem too big. It needs to go to the panel.
It's got to go to the panel, guys. There's just too much in it. There's too much in it. And I'm not on Tinder, but I might get on there just to see, check her mum out. To be honest. We're about to hit the same decades.
Happy birthday for
just
tomorrow.
It's research, honey. It's research.
Exactly.
I'm swiping right. It's for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Husey Ned, back the Savo from 5. Big love for tomorrow. Dave Hughes, happy birthday, mate. Thank you so much.
Good on you, legend.
Get that fun feeling in the morning.
With Cliffo and Gabby. This is
it. Jump in my car.
And don't get out.
Just don't get out. We've kind of been hanging it a bit on my mate Liz this morning, who is actually an incredible human being, but she's also so funny because she put a thing on Facey that she gets home from work and she just sits in her car for up to 30 minutes. What are you doing?
I'm either on emails, on Instagram, watching a YouTube video. And the seats are really comfortable in my car. The aircon's nice. Probably a good 35 minutes, I would say, on average.
Now that's more than an episode of Friends with ads.
Yeah, you could be doing all of that on the couch with friends on in the background. Like, why are you in your car?
So bizarre, but I reckon it's a thing. Like, I can understand other people doing it. It's not my cup of tea. You're not too across it either, Gabs.
No.
It's a bit weird to us, but Adele on 13 1060. This just getting home, sitting in your car for an extended period of time, is it actually a thing?
Of course it is, especially if you've got kids. Yeah. I've got a 3- and 5-year-old daughter. I can't take any food home that's yummy that I don't want to share. I hide in my car, eat chocolate, ice cream, all the good stuff. Wow.
That's funny. Do you have a stash of good food in your car for when this happens?
No, my 3-year-old can sniff it out.
So you've got to buy it and eat it that day.
Yeah, you got to go to the shop, get Coles or whatever, pull up into the driveway and just wait there and just smash it before you go inside.
Or I'm not even get to the driveway like I'm at the moment. I'm having a coffee in my car parked somewhere.
Just park anywhere. You don't even have to park it at home.
I've got a bill of a magpie. I'm happy.
I do relate to that. I get home before the kids, so
yes.
I get home at lunchtime.
You're lucky.
See, that's interesting. If the kids were home and then I finished, I could totally like...
You'd do that for sure.
Picking up a Snickers or something at Coles.
Yeah.
That's just for me. Tori's here. Tori, is it a thing?
It's definitely a thing.
Right. Do you have kids, Tori?
Yeah, I do.
So is this the way you get away from them, like Adele?
Absolutely.
I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, there's definitely a theme. It's a hiding spot.
We had a woman who called our show once. This was a long time ago, Tori. But I don't know if you remember, Gab, she called us and she told us that she hides in the broom closet.
Yeah, I feel like the car's probably more comfortable than a broom closet.
Yeah, well, you've got the aircon on and you've got a seat.
Yes.
But I guess that's the same sort of thing, Tori.
Yeah.
Anywhere where you can be away from the kids and a bit of you time.
Yeah, kids have supersonic hearing. They hear like a rapper and they come straight to you.
It's true.
They know you've got food.
Not if you're in the car.
You've got to be outside, mate. Jordan's here. Morning, mate.
Hey.
Is it you, Jordan, that sits in the car or someone else?
No, it's actually my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. And what's her explanation?
I don't know. She goes on the phone. She's on the calls. She's on Facebook. I've started to time her now because she'll open up the garage and we have two dogs and I'll hear them go off. So now I time her to see how long she actually sits in the car for.
What's her record?
Her record's about 35, 40 minutes. Average being about, 25, half an hour.
I'd be a bit worried if I were you, Jordan.
Yeah.
Because our first two calls, they were trying to escape the kids.
Maybe she's escaping
you. You don't have kids. What's she trying to get away from, bro? Hey, podcasters. It's Cliffo and Gabby with an Alpha Bucks hint for tomorrow, Thursday, the 26th of November, 2020.
How many tattoos have you got?
That'll be duck egg.
Oh, no.
Zero. Not a one.
Tattoo is the answer.
How many
you need?
You got? There's a couple that you can see, I know, and you. I think there's a few we can't see.
I've got
as well.
Four.
Yeah, I don't know two. So there's probably a couple I'm not allowed to look at. Tattoo is an answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning. $1,000 cash on the line for Suzuki at here.
The sexiest languages have been revealed. So this was based on a study where participants' heart rates after hearing various provocative chat-up lines in different languages, where their hearts raced up, where they got hot under the collar, got a bit sweaty, and that's how they determined which language was sexiest.
This is a good way to gauge the sexiest
language.
You're not just polling people, you're measuring
their bodily reaction. So the languages that were least seductive were Dutch, German, and Japanese, while Italian, Portuguese, and French were a little higher on the scale when it came to the heart rate. And I've got some examples for you because I'm not sure I wholly agree. So what I've done is I found one pickup line. I've then translated it on my iPhone into different languages to see if any language is hotter than the other, even though they're saying the same thing in the same kind of monotone-y voice. So first up, we're going to hit you
with... Are you going to tell us what the pickup line is?
Not
okay,
yet.
Right.
First up, we're going to hit you with German.
This is the pickup line in German.
Nun, hier bin ich. Was waren deine beiden anderen Wünsche?
Nah, it's not sexy.
You don't reckon?
Nah, Germans speak from the back of their throats. And
it's a bit aggressive, isn't it?
It's a bit...
Yeah, right. Yeah. What about French?
Ooh, okay.
Eh bien, je suis là. Quels étaient vos deux autres souhaits?
Sexier,
but definitely. still a bit hockey. All right, what about Italian?
Italian.
Beh, come qui. Quali erano gli altri due desideri?
Oh, yeah,
it's good, isn't it? Because it's a bit sing-songy. But I think they missed one really important language out of the list. And I'm a bit appalled by this because, to me, this is 100% the sexiest language you can get.
Here I am. What were the other two wishes?
The Hit Breakfast Show.